Well, in this maelstrom of anger and criticism, some Danish citizens are fighting back. Engineering student Telva Karma has launched an internet campaign asking people to put a Danish flag and the words "Support Denmark" on their websites and blogs. Tel's on the line now. Hi, Tel.
Hello.
Are you being inflammatory?
Excuse me? I didn't really...
Are you stoking the fires rather than trying to help put them out?
No, that's definitely not my intention. I want a positive campaign to support the Danish people who are held hostage by an organised hate campaign. That's my intention. I want a positive, not a provocative campaign.
So what's your response been like?
Very, very, very positive. I've got thousands of emails from people all over the world, also from Muslim people who are shocked by the influence religious fanatics seem to have in Europe.
So, do you think that the cartoons were right to be published in the first place?
Well, I think a newspaper should be free to decide what they publish or do not publish, and I don't think politicians or other people should tell them what to do or not to do.
As an ordinary Dane, how have you felt seeing your embassies and your nation come under so much pressure?
No, but I'm not Dane. I have to correct you there. I'm a Belgian.
Are you Belgian?
Yes.
I do beg your pardon. So why are you supporting Denmark?
Because I think the Danish politicians have been very brave in supporting the free speech, and I think we should support the Danish people for that.
And so what do you make of the situation in terms of the response that you've been getting? Do you think you're going to make a difference?
Well, I hope so, yes. I hope I can make people think about the consequences of those religious fanatics about their influence.
Okay, Tel, well, thanks very much for explaining your campaign to us. That's Telva Karma, who's launched an internet campaign in aid of supporting Denmark, despite the fact he's Belgian.
Five Live Weekend News, it's 9:16.